Well, she was definitely a guiding force for this organization. She inspired so many people and made a lasting impression on so many people. People come back to ACES years after. They have been here for the first time, and they remember her, they wonder about her, and she obviously has had a huge impact.
Jim, in the press release from ACES announcing her passing, you're quoted as calling her very intuitive. Can you explain?
Well, she could tell if you were on top of your game or not. If you're a handler and you went into her enclosure and you were a little timid, not quite ready, she would take advantage of that and would pretty much intimidate you until you left. If you came in with too much confidence, she would come right at you and not want to be handled that way either. So she taught you this balance between having enough confidence and being too reserved and too timid. She taught life lessons like that.
So knowing that, how did you train handlers to work with her?
We always taught them to come in with confidence. So she could tell if there was a person who doesn't like looking other people in the eyes or isn't fully around, they're kind of halfway there, she would know, and she's not going to allow you to handle her easily. But she had the greatest disposition. She was so loving, and she would nip at your hat and nip at your glasses and at your ear and be very gentle. And she knew exactly what she was doing. And the eagle trained us. We didn't train her. It's not going to be the same without her, but she taught so many of us so much, and she lived a long life and a good life here.